It's a clear, cold, crisp morning. I'm standing with the moon almost directly above my head and the sound of a motorway roaring. Yes, I am walking closer towards it today, but it still must be half a mile away. Apparently you can hear a motorway up to 11 miles away. And there is a very strong glow now on the horizon as the sun is almost here. Probably another half an hour or so, maybe longer. I thought I would kind of relay down some of the ideas that grew from a semi-serious tweet I posted during the Digital Britain discussions on Twitter. What it was we're all talking about, you know, how do we get internet out into the community, and it's all well and good cities having fat pipes. What about us poor villagers like myself, who at the time was suffering less than a meg, and less than half a meg up? And I said, why don't we just stick WiMAX on church antennas and create a mesh network? The tweet's still out there somewhere, probably. I think it's in my favourites, I don't know. And it was one of the Amplified crew who said, why don't I talk about that at London Amplified? I said, well, I wasn't really that serious. I know nothing about WiMAX. I know very little about church. And I wouldn't, you know, have the first idea how this would work. It just kind of makes sense to me because of lots of different things. And they said, just talk about that then. So I did. I talked about how fewer and fewer people are going to church, but it doesn't mean that the church can't still be a hub to the community, a place of education, a place that brings people together. A lot of these buildings are struggling to fund themselves. A lot of churches need repair. This would solve that as well. Now, where I live, you can see, I mean, I can see two churches from where I'm standing. Line of sight, not an issue. And I'm sure there would be at least kind of 10 churches within 10 miles squared. Easy. I mean, don't forget you've got kind of spired chapels around as well. And whether they're churches or not, I don't know what makes a church. But there are lots of spires around the British countryside, and they all tend to be in the highest point. Now, with us disguising phone masts to be whatever, and this may sound a bit crass, why not a WiMAX antenna in the shape of a crucifix or a weather vane or whatever? Now, the fact that it is up high and out the way, I would hope, would alleviate any people's initial concerns like they have with mobile phone masts. I don't know about WiMAX radiation or so on and so forth. I do know that it's being trialled not far from where I live in Milton Keynes, and has been for more than a couple of years. So you have all of these churches, you know, you've got, you pick the closest church to an exchange or wherever a fat pipe of delicious, you know, high intensity broadband is coming in through a fibre optic cable or whatever. And that becomes your kind of main node or whatever. This is just me imagining I know what I'm talking about. And you do a deal with the church. The church emanates the internet to the entire village and becomes the provider. I'm sure, you know, BT and the Giants would have an issue with this. And you subscribe to the Wi-Fi from the WiMAX from the church. And the church earns a bit of money, the people providing the infrastructure earn a bit of money, but ultimately you are getting a decent connection. Now, the church could then also become a place where the elderly, or just people who just don't know how to use computers, can come to free workshops. I would more than happily put on a free workshop where I live and teach people how to Skype their relatives abroad or whatever. Just try to close this digital divide and, you know, say that, okay, when there isn't a service on, this is what the church is doing. Come, learn, talk. And I'm not talking about turning churches into schools. You know, some people might say they're schools of religion, etc., but it's about communication. And church, when you look at the root of the word and Same with religion. All of this kind of stuff, it all comes back to very, very relevant topics. The reason why I'm beating around the bush now is I can't remember exactly what relevant topics, but someone was saying, did you know that means communication, talking? Perfect. That's what we want. Now, rather than putting, like somebody did suggest and almost went ahead with, you know, mesh networking schools together, which aren't normally in the highest locations, and to a certain extent, maybe not be the best idea, even though the school not far away from me is served its internet through a lovely microwave link. People sometimes have an issue with antennas on schools. It wouldn't be an issue. Who's going to complain from a graveyard? Hopefully nobody, otherwise that would be, well, I guess kind of exciting. You'd be selling the rights to, you know, ghosts complaining show once a week. But that is the general idea and concept of why meshing church steeples together. They're high, they 9 times out of 10 have a power supply, and you know they already have a band of lead or copper going up to the steeple. I guess it's normally copper, as a, you know, a lightning conductor. Surely another cable running up. Wonderful high-speed internet for the local rural area would be better. Why are we so, you know, intent on burying cables everywhere and digging up roads when transmitting? These signals seems to work just as well, especially when they bury the cable in my village with, I think, aluminium sheathing, and it'll, I don't know what happened to it, it just rotted and got water in it, hence the fact that, you know, 8 houses down has got 2 meg. Woohoo, 2 meg. And I get bugger all, so it's very, very spotty. So, maybe it's not such a stupid idea. Maybe it can be done. Maybe we should look into doing it. I'm sure there are some tech-minded, switched-on individual patrons of churches. I think you only need to speak to the heads and say, look, this is what we want to do. It will guarantee the survival of all of these buildings. Let us do a test. Let us do a trial. Let us get this up and running. The government will obviously fund it because we're so embarrassingly behind when Korea is running 1,000 meg. Who knows whether that's symmetrical or not, I don't know. I've seen 100 meg symmetrical in Manchester, but that is an experiment. It needs to be everywhere. Think of how enabled we would be. Think of how much and how faster people could work. I know that it would cut my day probably in half. I spend most of the time making tea whilst waiting for something to upload. So I'd put my heart and soul into this if it looked like it was possible. That's me. I'm going back home. I need some breakfast. I need some coffee. And I need to get to London. Take care. Cheers. Well, it's now over an hour since I recorded this audio boo, and almost if to, in some insane way, try to prove my point, I cannot for the life of me upload this small file. So what am I doing? I'm having to drive somewhere to get good 3G, because 3G seems to be better on the upload speeds than my own bleeding edge broadband. So, Digital Britain, sort something out. BT, sort something out. What century are we living in when I can't upload an audio file in less than an hour? Any second now, I will find 3G and upload this. So I'm talking about the sunset, and of course, the sun is up now. Who knows, you may be listening to this on a completely different day. Whatever.